it's not about being hard and being a big follow, you know. It's we're going to support you, you know. We're not going to sugarcoat and say, oh, it's a bad place and all that, because to tell you the truth, it's not. But if you want to be taken away from your family and you know, we're going to support you 110% and we'll make sure you stay safe. But once that door's closed, you're on your own. You're on your own and you're going to do it hard. The biggest man cries. You know, it might be today, might be at the end of his sentence. Like, once you're going to funerals and funerals and more funerals from prison, and that's the only time you're seeing your family, that's, you know, they feel it too, because you're walking away. And, you know, it's harder on them than it is us. It's a bittersweet situation too. You're happy to see people, but, you know, you're sad at the same time. So, yeah, it's a... But we make the mistakes and we've got to learn to live with them and move on. But we can't do that if we haven't got the right supports on the outside. We need the community behind us and just to show that they're there. That's all we need sometimes. Yeah. It's just, you know, we don't need the world at our feet. We just need to know that there's that bit of support, someone to talk to, yeah. And we can do better just by that. Even sit and listen to you talk, you know. Yeah. I was saying to my parole officers when I was out, and, you know, I can't go to a work site and ask for a job and say I'm on parole by myself, because I'm just going to get doors slammed in my face each and every time. But it's not hard for someone to ring them or to go with you and say, I'm supporting them, and that's going to give someone a chance.
That'd make a whole heap of difference.
It makes a big difference. They don't understand how much of a difference that will make, just to... Because it's one person support you, so the next one person will say, all right, I'll support him too. Yeah. You know, you're not by yourself. So, yeah. And it's a shame that a lot of us can only go to our own co-ops and our own people for so long until we're sick of getting pushed, kicked to the
absolutely,
curb, because
yeah.
That's where it's coming from. That's the shame about, you know, George Wright and you know, the Fitzroy Gym and all these places where myself even used to, you know, I used to go there every night and train as much as I can. And even I'd just drop in there and see who was about.
It's like these organisations aren't like the meeting places like they used to be.
No, not like they used to be. I remember when I was a kid going to Fitzroy Gym and there was plenty of people.
Everybody there.
Everybody.
Yeah.
It was a meeting place. Everybody was there. You know, it was good. That gives you the tingles and the goosebumps, because you think, far out. It's good to see everyone together when it's not a funeral. It's a spin out how much time's changed, and even when you're back in your community, you know, where do you go? You used to be able to go to a couple different family members each day. Now it's like you're lost. You don't know where to go, because everyone's doing their own thing, or they moved on and they're quiet. Like, you know, we need to get not only our men's groups up and going, but our community groups up and going, and getting everyone to give once a week, twice a week, or, you know, they've taken away the gym now. I don't know, the Fitzroy Gym in Melbourne, where there is a lot of blackfellas. Where do they go now? You know,
exactly.
what's I'm not sure what they've replaced it with, but, you know, they need to replace it with something. Like, I'm from Shepparton, and Rumbalara took so many years to get that club up and running again, and it was good for, you know, a good 10 year, and now I go and it's like we're getting more gubbars than our own people going to these matches. You know, we're not encouraging people to get to these things. We're just putting the word out there and expecting everyone to turn up. Well, you know, we've got to make people get excited about these things again and start promoting stuff properly. Yeah, it's not about the money. It's about, you know,
exactly,
it's about getting together as a community and seeing the smiles and showing the younger generation that this is how we do it. We can still do it. It's never too late. And as with drugs has taken over, you know, and we need our people to start fighting against. You know, I had some problems with as some people do, and we need to find to keep people occupied. And it's not all about the money. Because that's what it is. These days, everyone thinks, how can we make a quid? Well, don't make money off your own.
Yeah.
Don't make money off black. Just put something out there for us all to get together. You know, you get more gratitude, more happiness out of getting together than making money off it.
We just need a bit of space.
Yeah,
as they used to say, sharing is caring, eh, bro?
Exactly.
Yeah.